Mr. Chairman, thank you very much. Let me begin by congratulating you on your appointment as chair of our meeting and by pledging our full cooperation and support. Sweden stands fully by the statement given by the European Union, and I would now like to make some additional points from a national perspective. Mr. Chairman, we consider the CCW and its protocols an effective means to respond in a flexible way to future developments in the field of weapons technology. We look forward to continue working closely with the ICRC and note that civil society has many valuable contributions to make to our work. Against this background, we welcome the opportunity to continue our discussions on lethal autonomous weapon systems laws in this forum. Sweden very much appreciated the interesting discussions at previous years' expert meetings on laws. As our foreign minister has previously underlined, we believe that humans should always bear the ultimate responsibility for questions of life and death. As states, we have an obligation to assess the legality of new weapons, and we will therefore welcome a continued discussion, not least of these issues, within the framework of this governmental group of experts. Mr. Chairman, we are still lacking a clear definition of the term laws. There has been a tendency in the discussion of definitions to focus on technical issues. This approach is problematic given the dual-use nature of the technology involved and its application in both civilian and military systems. I am pleased to note that SIPRI, the Stockholm International Peace Research Institute, will present at a side event today the results of its research efforts on laws and specifically on mapping the possible development and production of autonomous weapon systems and related civilian technologies. Sweden is happy to be one of several co-sponsors of this study, which we believe will provide valuable insights useful for the continued discussions on a working definition of laws. Our understanding is that a broad consensus already exists on recognizing that international law, including international humanitarian law, applies to the use of all weapons, and that potential future autonomous weapons would be no exception. In this connection, we would like to underline the importance of legal reviews of new weapons, means and methods of warfare. Sweden set up a delegation for international law monitoring of weapons projects already a long time ago. This delegation acts as an independent authority and is not part of the government. The delegation reviews all weapons used by Swedish authorities. In this way, we ensure that we fulfill the requirements in international law, in particular Article 36 of the Additional Protocol 1 on implementing legal weapons reviews. Any possible autonomous weapon systems, as well as any other new weapon or means or method of warfare, would be scrutinized in accordance with these procedures. We are pleased to take note of a paper on Article 36 reviews presented to this meeting jointly by the Netherlands and Switzerland. Sweden fully shares the views expressed in this paper on the importance of upholding international law. We also share the recommendations presented in the paper, notably on the need for all states to review new weapons, means and methods of warfare, on the usefulness of an exchange of states' national experiences with review procedures, and the encouragement of information exchange between states, including on best practices. Mr. Chairman, like other parties, we supported the decision to create a GGE to further examine the issue of laws. We hope that we will arrive at some further common understanding and useful insights already this week. Sweden will also support proposals to continue the discussions on laws during the coming year, and will come back to this issue during next week's meeting of the high contracting parties. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.